All right, so what we've been waiting for, what we're so excited about, is this announcement about RX this year. RX 25 is going to be completely different than RX 24, and we are very excited about it. There have been some significant changes based on feedback we've had and vision we have for the event that are going to make this something that you just don't want to miss. So, John, walk us through a little bit of how we've come to the event as it is today and what's setting it apart.
Yeah, we've been very busy. So RX still has the same name, right? But just imagine that it's more different than the same. Mm. And we, you know, think of it almost as next gen RX. We kind of like that term around here, next gen. We have a whole new next gen platform we're working on. But this really is the next generation of RX. And it's been completely rethought through of how it works. So first of all, let's start with at the very beginning. What's the vision? What are we trying to do? Why are we trying to change things? We're not changing things just for just the purpose of change, but we have a vision. First of all, we want to increase the attendance. RX is our primary tool to cast vision about what we do. RX is a totally different product than most. Our model is totally different than most. And we need time to be able to cast that vision of like, why, what makes RX special? As a product, as a community, but also how our model works. We also want to increase leadership participation. That helps us to communicate the value and the purpose of Rock and Spark. That's the selfish part for us. But more than that, it helps you by increasing the buy-in of the efforts that you're doing within the church.
Yes.
So now it's going to help you by getting your leadership there. This, I believe, to my core, is that digital ministry is the most important initiative in the church today, and that if done correctly and if done right and if done well, can lead to digital revival. Mm. Revival is happening. I just saw a thing on X yesterday that said the decline of the Christian church is now officially stopped. Well, that every time you have a it stops and it goes up. And I think we're going to see that going up. I think you can start to see that in many of the generations. But these digital products are going to help amplify that. They're not required because like God doesn't need, you know, these tools. But it certainly can help put fuel on the fire. So I believe that digital ministry is the most important initiative within the church. That these technologies are misunderstood and not understood by senior church leadership. And therefore, these initiatives and areas within the church are severely under-resourced when it comes to human resources, like people, and also monetarily. And so I believe these three things. So how do we change that? Mm-hmm. Well, we have to cast vision. And by bringing as many people as we can to this conference, I think most of you who are listening to this probably get it, right? But we need to cast vision. To those who maybe are busy doing many other things within the church. It's not that they're not working hard or not trying to learn and grow, but maybe they're not, this isn't their area of expertise. And so we want to provide those tools for them. The third vision that we have that we want is, and it's something we've always kind of had, is we want to increase the unprogrammed community connection. Mm. I think we can sometimes be guilty in the past at RX of over-programming. We're so excited and there's such a limited time that we want to try to maximize. That's like a big thing for me. That's one of my strengths is maximize as much stuff as we can in there. And we press and compress. And sometimes it can feel a little bit like people say, like it's a little overwhelming. And I would say that's a good thing. Like we're trying to maximize like how much we get done. But sometimes that can lead to maybe not... you're pushing out some like just organic community time. Mm-hmm. And so we want to actually kind of back off a little bit in certain parts of the conference, not the whole thing, but in certain parts we want to back off and just have a little bit more organic time where we can just mix and build community. So that's the vision. So how are we going to do that? Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to reduce the cost. And not just a little bit, like a lot. And so you can go out, you can see what the costs are. I think you're going to be shocked and surprised. Mm-hmm. Now, that wasn't an easy thing. It's not like just like, okay, well, we'll just lower the cost. Like, we can't just lower the cost. We will lose money. We can't afford to lose money on this, right? One thing is, it used to be ARCS was a funding model for mm-hmm. us because we needed it. Like, honestly, like, our funding is difficult. We've changed that over the years where it's not so much a funding model, and now it's like not a funding model. But we also had to make a lot of changes, and that has led to things like, you know, a venue change. And we'll talk more about that. But it had to be a strategic thing. We had to figure out, how do we cut this thing down? We're also going to move out of the summer. You can thank us later.
I think I just heard cheering.
Yeah. I mean, we enjoy the summer. But it's now in September, which is great. And in future years, we're going to push it back even more. You know, the first year, you're limited by what's available. Mm-hmm. But when you can think further out, we can now then push it back even more. So, you know, our goal will be sometime like in early November would be kind of where we want to land. Because Phoenix is amazing at that time. But, you know, September is great too. We also want to rethink the agenda, of course. I mean, all those things. And also a change of venue. And a lot of that was facilitated by the cost. But even more than that, we also want to just change it up so it just feels fun. And we'll talk more about that a little bit. But let's talk about the agenda, because that's the thing I'm really excited about. We reimagined everything. And so we're going to create two different ways that you can engage in RX. Before this always run, come for like 2 days with an optional third day, and you know, you get one way to connect, and that you now have two. And so we call the first way to connect RX Vision, and that is the first day. And that's going to be a high impact, high polish, 1 day mm-hmm. event that's going to have all of our keynotes. And it's really meant to make sure that all your leaders go to that. Okay, so now there's going to be a strategy to that first day. The first thing that we want to get to your leaders is we want to explain what is the future of church digital strategy. And so we're going to, you know, unpack different strategies, how different churches today are leading in that, how AI plays into that, and how that can shape the future of ministry. So we're going to be going through a lot of those ideas. We're going to kick off with that. Next, we're going to unlock how Rock can lead in those areas. So now that we've said, hey, these are the things that from a digital strategy we should be working on, this is how our product roadmap is leading into that. And we're also going to announce our latest, newest features. So that's a lot of change, right? A lot of change needs to happen. So now we thought, well, like, how do we help churches manage and lead that change? That's a big one. So we thought we better bring in some big guns for that. And so we are so happy to announce that we swung for the fence and God pulled it off. We are going to have a guest speaker. We're going to have Dan Heath, who's a New York Times bestseller. He's written so many transformative books, made to stick, switch. He has a brand new book called Reset, which is all about leading your organization through change. It's like perfect. So then he's going to come in, and now that we've talked about what we need to do, and we're going to talk about tools that can help us get there, he's going to talk about how do we build process, how do we think about and lead that type of organizational change. It's going to be great. On top of that, we'll then continue on to talk a little bit about the community and have some really, really, a few really high quality breakout sessions so that you can, you know, kind of pick and choose where to go. So we are so excited about RX Vision. And again, that's only the first day.
That's just day one.
Yes. Now, at this point, your leadership can choose to continue on, or they can choose to, hey, fly home. I got what I needed, and I'm ready. But for many who want to continue on, they can continue on with RX Connect. And that's going to be an additional day and a half that's really just around community. We're still going to do a lot of things that we've done in the past, but maybe in a slightly different way. So we'll have breakout sessions like we have in the past. But just feel like this is when we start letting our hair down. Mm-hmm. The leadership, many of them are still going to be there, we hope. Like, don't tell them not to come, but their schedules may not permit it. But we can let our hair down just a little bit, and we can say, hey, we're going to have breakouts like we have. There'll be fewer, though. In the past, I think we've had about 65 breakouts. We'll have a lot fewer. We're probably thinking about, like, you know, 30 to 40 breakouts. And they'll be even be a little bit different too. Some of them will be single topic by single speaker, like we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. We'll have some that are kind of more about, we're going to kind of consider more lightning rounds. So people can have 5 to 10 minutes just to present on a specific topic or maybe one project. And we'll just kind of go lightning round, two different podiums back and forth. So we keep the energy up. But I think a lot of people are like, I have some cool things to say, but I don't know if I can need 40 minutes
yes.
or an hour. That feels intimidating to try to fill that. So we're going to go in those lightning rounds. And we're also going to have a lot more panel discussions mm-hmm. where we can put many different voices up there and we can Q&A them. They can share back and forth. We've heard really great feedback from that, from not only the speakers, but also from the audience. So again, we'll bring the number of sessions down. And we're also going to have some planned community building time just to help bring people together and share that. So that's how RX Connect will work. Now, the venue, I keep mentioning the venue. We had to change venues, you know, for cost and also for availability. Mm-hmm. But also, I think the venue is going to be great. It's in downtown Phoenix. And there's going to be plenty of time at night to really have time for food and activities and really assist in that community building. So the food choices downtown are amazing. Like there's some really, really great restaurants that are very unique and specific to the Phoenix area. Ironically too, there's actually a pizza place downtown that was on the New York Times best pizza in America for several years in a row. Also a Netflix special about them. So, you know, lots of options like that. You could actually take in a Diamondbacks game if you wanted mm-hmm. to. It's literally across the street from where we're meeting. I believe they're playing the Dodgers at yep. that time. So there you go. Perhaps maybe the Suns will be playing. Don't know. Their schedule hasn't been released. But there's a lot of things in the nighttime that you can go out to. You can think, well, that sounds like entertainment. It is, but it's community building.
Yes.
Imagine finding and meeting some friends, going out to having a great dinner and maybe catching a baseball game. I mean, baseball's so boring. You're going to have so much time to talk with those people. It's going to be great. And I probably just offended a few. I just don't get the game. But it's still fun to go, and it's still fun to have that connection over the game. It's great for access, too, because you can just take light rail right from the airport. You don't need a rental car. You could take an Uber if you wanted to, but light rail goes right from the airport right to the hotel areas. And we have a little video up on the mm-hmm. on the RX just kind of showing you. We sent somebody out to videotape the whole journey right from literally the airport to where the hotels are. And you can kind of get a feel for that. And it's kind of fun.
And you can even tap into AI and have AI drive you with Waymo.
You could. Does it go downtown?
I think it does.
Okay. Well, we cannot be held liable no. for your safety. But a lot of people do when they come to town, they do specifically go out and take a Waymo ride because we're mm-hmm. one of the few cities that have that. They're actually just kind of entertaining even to watch. Like you'll see a car driving down the road with no one in it. So let's just wrap it up with a few action items. First, action item. Well, first off, obviously go register. Like
yes.
The sooner the better. Book your rooms. There's some hotels that we're going to be posting soon that are going to have discounted rates. Some of them even have a free breakfast and get your travel ready. But the most important thing you need to do right now is start casting vision to your leaders. We're going to be producing a digital flyer that kind of goes through like the little points that I was talking about so that you can use that to kind of help them understand like the value to them. But they're not going to know about it unless you take action.
Right.
And again, this is going to be great for them. It's going to be great for you. But on top of that, it's a great way to connect with them. There's nothing like having a few days of travel to really be able to connect with the leaders. And I think when they can see and peek into your area, I know already last year, a lot of people left with their leadership having a new vision of the importance of what they do. And especially they're shocked and surprised by the community that is the Rock community. And start brainstorming who else besides your leadership should come. You know, is there someone in your children's area? Is there someone in your generosity area? Is there someone, you know, you name it. Bring as many people as you can. We've reduced the price to help with that. And, you know, finally pray about it. pray about who, all these things, about who you can bring. Pray that your leaders' hearts will be opened and their schedule will be opened, and pray about how you can impact the conference too. This is not just about, you know, a few people doing it all. This is a few people like making the stage for everybody to come and present what God has laid on their heart. So be praying about that. We're really excited. I don't think we've ever been as excited for an RX as we are for 25.
It's going to be pretty incredible. And there will be, as you mentioned, a lot of extra community time. The last day of the conference is technically a half day of scheduled events, but in the afternoon, we still have access to all the space, so there's no need to rush out. If you don't have to, you'll have plenty of opportunities to connect during that time as well.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't. I would just wait till the next day and just have that last half day where, again, you can just sit around the conference area mm-hmm. and just talk and connect with the people you've just met with. Maybe even throughout the days, you could plan to have a few little meetings with people. And if nothing else, grab a few people and go discover what is downtown Phoenix.
That's right. You have to wait a whole additional year before you can do it again. So why rush out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are thrilled about this event that's coming up, and there will be additional information continuing to come out on our website. So make sure you go to rx.rockrms.com to stay up to date on what those things are, such as hotel links, and then increasing information about the schedule as that becomes available. We'll definitely push that out there, and of course, through all of our different platforms.